Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Kaya Panjwani. Former FBI Director James Comey is responding to the Justice Department's charges brought against him. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Former FBI Director James Comey says he is innocent of charges of lying to Congress during testimony in 2020. The longtime foe of President Donald Trump was indicted by a grand jury.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump. But we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either.
Comey is the latest person to face charges in President Donald Trump's retribution campaign against his perceived political enemies. I'm Donna Warder.
I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen.
President Trump asked Thursday afternoon about the prospect of James Comey being indicted.
They're going to make a determination. I'm not making that determination. I think I'd be allowed to get involved if it wants, but I don't really choose to do so.
Word quickly came the former FBI director has, in fact, been charged with lying to Congress. The criminal case filed days after Trump singled Comey out in a social media post, complaining that the attorney general had not yet brought charges.
I can only say that Comey's a bad person. He's a sick person. I think he's a sick guy, actually. He did terrible things at the FBI.
Comey is the first former senior government official to face prosecution in connection with one of Trump's chief grievances, the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Comey maintains his innocence and says he has great confidence in the judicial system. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The president says he'll be imposing more tariffs next week. AP's Ben Thomas.
President Trump has announced a flight of new import taxes, 100% on pharmaceutical drugs, 50% on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% on upholstered furniture, and 25% on heavy trucks. They're all to start October 1st. The pharmaceutical tariffs came as a shock, as Trump previously suggested they would be phased in over time. However, he did say they will not apply to companies that are building manufacturing plants in the U.S., defining that as either breaking ground or being under construction. He declared the tariffs on kitchen cabinets and sofas were needed for national security reasons, with foreign manufacturers flooding the U.S. with their products. As for foreign-made trucks, Trump says domestic producers are being hurt and need to be defended. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A London court threw out a terror-related charge against a member of the controversial Irish-language hip-hop band Kneecap. They based their decision on a technical error in the way the charge was brought forward. More on the story on apnews.com. This is AP News.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
A New Zealand jury has convicted a man of murder and arson for setting a fire at the boarding house where he lived and killed five fellow tenants.
The jury at the High Court in Wellington reached the murder and arson verdicts against Esarona David Lologa after less than 3 days of deliberations, rejecting the defence of insanity argued by his lawyers. Lologa, who's 50, had been granted name suppression throughout the five-week trial, but the order was lifted when he was convicted. Prosecutors accepted Lologa had schizophrenia when he twice set fires inside his 92-bed hostel over one night in May 2023. They said, though, he lit the fatal blaze not because of his mental illness, but because he wanted to seek a transfer to other accommodation. His lawyers had argued there was no evidence that he'd set the fires because he wanted to live elsewhere. I'm Charles Delazesma.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons is scrapping a union contract with its workers and is stripping them of their union rights. Agency Director William K. Marshall III told the 35,000 employees under the contract that the union has become a, quote, obstacle to progress instead of a partner in it, end quote. And he says the whole purpose of ending this contract is to make your lives better. Union President Brandy Moore White says ending the collective bargaining agreement will jeopardize the safety and livelihoods of workers who endure dangerous working conditions to keep inmates, staff, and communities safe. And she says, we will absolutely fight this tooth and nail. For years, the Bureau of Prisons has been plagued by severe understaffing that's led to overtime shifts and the use of prison nurses, teachers, and even cooks to guard inmates. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump's directed his administration to carry out another crackdown. White House advisor Stephen Miller.
To dismantle left-wing terrorism, to dismantle Antifa, to dismantle the organizations that have been carrying out these acts of political violence and terrorism.
The effort puts the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force in the lead and directs the Treasury Department to identify and disrupt financial networks. FBI Director Kash Patel.
Follow the money. People and organizations have collected funds and put them out into the streets of America and organized violence across our country. And thanks to your recognition of this and this executive order and the AG's leadership to lead out and prosecute these individuals, we are properly going to chase them down like the domestic terrorists that they are.
Trump suggested targets might include two top Democratic donors, billionaires George Soros and Reid Hoffman. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The president of Turkey visited the White House. President Trump signaled to Recep Erdogan he might soon lift a hold on sales of advanced fighter jets to Turkey.
And I think he'll be successful with buying the things he'd like to buy.
The president wants things from Turkey.
I'd like to have him stop buying any oil from Russia while Russia continues his rampage.
The president also thinks Erdogan could have a big influence in ending the Ukraine war. He's disappointed with Vladimir Putin.
I'm not going to ever call anybody a paper tiger, but Russia spent millions and millions of dollars in bombs, missiles, ammunition, and lives, their lives, and they've gained virtually no land.
President Trump also sees Erdogan as a critical partner and credible intermediary in his effort to find an end to the war in Gaza. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that he says will allow TikTok to continue operating in the United States.
This is going to be American operated all the way.
Trump says the deal has the approval of Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
And he said, go ahead with it.
Last year, Congress passed a law calling for the Chinese company that owns TikTok to sell the asset to U.S. owners or face a nationwide ban.
The company will be valued around $14 billion.
Standing with the president in the Oval Office, Vice President J.D. Vance says the agreement brings control of the popular app's algorithm into American hands.
The U.S. company will have control over how the algorithm pushes content to users, and that was a very important part of it. We thought it was necessary for the national security element of the law.
The app will be spun off into a new U.S. joint venture owned by a consortium of investors, including Oracle and investment firm Silver Lake Partners, with ByteDance expected to retain a stake of around 20%. Much is still unknown, like whether the TikTok experience will change for users.
If I could make it 100% MAGA, I would, but it's not going to work out that way, unfortunately. No, everyone's going to be treated fairly.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has summoned hundreds of the military's top generals, admirals, and advisors for a meeting next week at the Marine Corps base in Quantico, Virginia. The directive did not offer a reason for the gathering, and people familiar with the matter described the move as unusual. The plan was first reported by the Washington Post and confirmed by at least three sources to the Associated Press. The Pentagon's top spokesman, Sean Parnell, also confirmed that Hegseth will be addressing his senior military leaders early next week. I'm Jennifer King.
The gunman who opened fire on an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Dallas hated the U.S. government and wanted to incite terror by killing federal agents.
He also hoped his actions would give ICE agents real terror of being gunned down. And he did this to induce constant stress in their lives.
Acting United States Attorney for the Northern District of Texas, Nancy Larson.
They found bullets on the rooftop, one of which was labeled with the words anti-ICE.
Larson says that some of the notes found included foul language expressing his hatred towards ICE. One note also says,
he called the ICE employees people showing up to collect a dirty paycheck.
In another note,
the sniper explicitly states, yes, it was just me.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former Federal Reserve Chairs Janet Yellen, Ben Bernanke, and Alan Greenspan have signed on to a Supreme Court filing urging the justices to reject President Trump's attempt to fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook. They join a bipartisan group of former Treasury secretaries and White House officials arguing that allowing her removal would undermine the Fed's independence from day-to-day politics. The brief refers to a broad consensus that a more independent central bank will increase confidence in the U.S. dollar. The brief also argues that if political pressure forces the Fed to lower its key interest rate for a short-term boost to the economy, quote, price setters would not believe a future Fed announcement of a commitment to low inflation policies, unquote, leading to a vicious cycle of inflation and unemployment. Trump sought to fire Cook last month after members of the administration accused her of mortgage fraud and brought the case to the Supreme Court after an appeals court allowed Cook to keep her job as her case works through the courts. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Palestinian president said Hamas will have no role in governing post-war Gaza. Speaking over video to world leaders after the United States revoked his visa, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas told the UN General Assembly through a translator that Palestinians in Gaza
have been facing a war of genocide, destruction, starvation, and displacement.
He added that Palestinian authorities reject the action Hamas carried out on October 7th.
Hamas will not have a role to play in governance. Hamas and other factions will have to hand over their weapons to the Palestinian National Authority.
Abbas's speech came as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heads to New York to give his own address in person. Abbas also said,
peace cannot be achieved if justice is not achieved. And there can be no justice if Palestine is not freed.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Sean Diddy Combs returned to a federal court in Manhattan Thursday for a hearing that could help the judge determine how long behind bars Combs could serve when he's sentenced October 3rd. The Grammy-winning producer will have spent nearly 13 months in prison on sentencing day, and his lawyers argue that he should be given no more than 14 months in prison. With credit for good behavior, that could mean an immediate release. Prosecutors say Combs should spend at least several more years in prison. Combs was convicted of prostitution-related charges in July, but was acquitted of racketeering conspiracy and sex trafficking, which could have led to a life sentence. I'm Donna Water.
In a brazen daytime robbery, at least 24 people wearing masks and some carrying pickaxes and handguns smashed jewelry cases and made off with bags full of items at a San Francisco Bay Area jewelry store. Video from the Monday robbery shows a stream of people wearing masks covering their entire faces, entering the jewelry store and then using the pickaxes to crack the glass cases and clear them out. The robbers fled to cars waiting nearby. Officers say they tracked the vehicles from the air and have arrested several suspects. Police say that no one was injured in the robbery. If you tried to call 911 from Mississippi or Louisiana Thursday, all you might have heard was this. But 911 systems across Mississippi and Louisiana are now back online. The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency says that AT&T was reporting damage to some of its fiber optic lines and that was affecting 911 services across the state. Across Louisiana, 911 phone lines were also down. The state's most populous cities, including Baton Rouge and New Orleans, were also reporting emergency system outages. An Arizona jury has convicted a man accused of killing 8 people during a shooting spree in the Metro Phoenix area in 2017. Cleophas Cooksey's Jr. trial came more than 7 years after those killings due to repeated delays caused by the pandemic. The victims in Phoenix and nearby Glendale included Cooksey's mother and stepfather, a security guard walking to his girlfriend's apartment, and a woman whose body was found in an alley after she was sexually assaulted. His sentencing begins Monday. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An outside review reveals flaws in response to the deadly wildfires in January around Los Angeles. More than 30 people were killed. The Eaton and Palisades fires destroyed thousands of homes in Altadena and Pacific Palisades. The independent after-action report says there were delayed evacuation warnings because of a lack of resources and outdated policies. Interviews with survivors and an AP analysis of available data shows evacuation orders for some neighborhoods of Altadena came long after the houses burned down. Similar delays were reported in Pacific Palisades. The report also says first responders and incident commanders were unable to consistently share information because of unreliable cellular connectivity and other issues. L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger says this isn't about pointing fingers. It's about learning lessons, improving safety, and restoring public trust. I'm Ed Donahue.
Amazon has reached an historic $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, which says the online giant tricked consumers into signing up for its Prime memberships and made it difficult to cancel once they did. The Seattle company will pay $1 billion in civil penalties, the largest fine in FTC history, and $1.5 billion will be paid to consumers who were unintentionally enrolled in Prime or were deterred from canceling their subscriptions. Amazon, however, said that it was confident that it would win the case, but decided to resolve the issue instead of going through potentially years of trials and appeals. The company has admitted no wrongdoing in the case. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Starbucks says it's closing hundreds of stores in the U.S. and Canada and laying off 900 non-retail employees. The company says the layoffs will begin immediately. Starbucks would not say how many stores are closing, but it expects to have 18,300 North American locations when the fiscal year ends on Sunday. Starbucks says workers will be offered transfers to other locations where possible and severance packages. In a letter to employees, Starbucks chairman and CEO Brian Nichols says a review identified stores where the company doesn't see a path to financial stability or it isn't able to create a physical environment customers expect. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks fell on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 fell 0.5%. It marks the third straight drop for the index and its longest losing streak in more than a month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.5%. Stocks felt pressure from strong economic reports that could make the Federal Reserve less likely to cut interest rates in the coming months. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. All three major indexes are still near their records set at the start of the week, despite the modest losses. Damian Troisi, New York.
Mortgage rates moving up. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.3%. This is the first increase after four straight declines. Mortgage rates have mostly eased since late July in anticipation of a rate cut by the Federal Reserve. The central bank lowered its key short-term interest rate last week for the first time this year. But just because the Fed cuts its rates doesn't mean lower mortgage rates always follow. I'm Alex Vega.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Jason Myers kicked a 52-yard field goal as time expired to send the 3-1 Seahawks past the Cardinals 23-20 on Thursday Night Football. Sam Darnold set up the winning kick with a 22-yard pass to Jackson Smith and Jigba and threw for 242 yards and a touchdown.
Good to get the win, and to do it in the, two-minute drive and get that big play to Jax at the end was huge.
Jets QB Justin Fields remains in concussion protocol but is progressing toward a return on Monday against the Dolphins. MLB, the Dodgers celebrated their 12th NL West title in 13 seasons following an 8-0 rout of the Diamondbacks. The Tigers and Guardians are tied atop the AL Central with three games left after Detroit's 4-2 victory over Cleveland, and NBA Lakers coach JJ Redick has received a contract extension. On Friday, President Donald Trump will be front and center at the Ryder Cup at Bethpage Black. Welcome to the first day of competition by the very powers that once shunned him. The Ryder Cup is run by the PGA of America, the organization that yanked its 2022 PGA Championship from his Bedminster, New Jersey golf course. U.S. Captain Keegan Bradley said he's, quote, deeply honored, end quote, that Trump will be there. Trump will be the first sitting U.S. president to attend the biennial U.S.-Europe clash in its nearly 100-year history. European soccer body UEFA is moving toward a vote to suspend its member federation Israel over the war in Gaza, people familiar with the proposal told the Associated Press on Thursday. A majority of UEFA's 20-member executive committee is expected to support any vote in favor of suspending Israeli teams from international play, two sources told the AP. The move comes 2 weeks before the Israel men's team is due to resume its 2026 World Cup qualifying group with games in Norway and Italy. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
British citizens and permanent residents will have to produce a mandatory digital identification card in order to get work. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced, reviving a contentious idea in an effort to show that the government has control of the country's borders. Starmer's team says the plan will help reduce unauthorised immigration by making it harder for people to work in the underground economy. It adds it will also make it simpler for people to access healthcare, welfare, childcare and other public services. Britain has not had compulsory identity cards for ordinary citizens since shortly after World War II. Representatives from European countries with borders close to Russia and Ukraine are holding talks on building a drone wall to plug gaps in their defences following several airspace violations. Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania and Poland have all been working on the drone wall project. EU Commission spokesman Thomas Renier says the list of countries participating has been expanded.
I mentioned the 7 frontline member states to that list. We have added Slovakia, we have added Ukraine, that was of course fully associated giving their experience, and of course Denmark.
Jets scrambled on September 10 to shoot down a number of Russian drones that breached Polish airspace was one example, while airports in Denmark were temporarily closed this week after drones were flown nearby. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A top South Korean official has said on Thursday that North Korea is operating a total of 4 uranium enrichment facilities. The discovery adds to outside assessments that it has multiple covert atomic plants along the widely known site near the capital of Pyongyang. The North's leader, Kim Jong-un, has called for a rapid expansion of his country's nuclear weapons program. Kim also said recently that he would never make the arms a negotiating point in response to overtures by President Donald Trump. The South's unification minister, Chung Dong-young, said uranium enrichment centrifuges at the 4 facilities are running every day and stressed the urgency to stop the North's nuclear program. Spain and Italy have said they are sending navy ships to where a flotilla of dozens of boats carrying activists seeking to break Israel's blockade of Gaza is sailing. The activists said they were attacked by drones south of Greece. The Global Sumud Flotilla said on Wednesday it was targeted by drones and communications jamming, with several explosions occurring on or near some of the boats. Some of the vessels were damaged, but no injuries were reported. Organisers say the flotilla includes 52 mostly small vessels carrying activists from dozens of countries. They are carrying a symbolic amount of humanitarian aid for Palestinians in Gaza. Typhoon Ragasa weakened into a tropical depression as it entered northeastern Vietnam, but it is still expected to bring heavy rains across the country's northern provinces. In China, a day earlier on Wednesday, the typhoon felled trees as heavy rain and strong winds hit Shenzhen, a neighboring city of Hong Kong on China's south coast. But by Thursday afternoon, the typhoon's sustained winds had weakened to a maximum 34 miles per hour. Typhoon Ragasa was forecast to dissipate eventually while remaining a rain threat for Vietnam and other parts of Southeast Asia. Officials in Vietnam warned of possible flash floods, landslides and flooding in low-lying areas. Vietnam's Prime Minister ordered government ministries and local authorities to protect infrastructure like dams and hospitals, secure fishing vessels and coastal assets, and ready evacuation and search and rescue operations. Some flights were cancelled or rescheduled, and workers trimmed trees to avoid wind hazards in northern parts of the country. Israel has struck houses and tents in central and southern Gaza on Thursday, crushing families inside and killing at least 17 Palestinians, including 10 children and 3 women, as international pressure for a ceasefire continued to grow. In the early hours of Thursday, an Israeli strike hit a tent and a house in the central town of Zawada, killing at least 12 people. Among the dead were a couple and 5 of their children, along with 3 other children. AP footage showed the building collapsed into a pile of rubble, the dust-covered arm of a child sticking out from under a slab of concrete. In the southern city of Khan Yunis, an Israeli attack hit an apartment building, killing a man, his pregnant wife, and their 10-year-old child. Drones have flown over 4 Danish airports overnight, the latest instance of unexplained drone activity that has raised concerns about security in northern Europe amid growing Russian aggression. The Danish defense minister says it appears appears a professional actor was behind the systematic flights overnight Wednesday into Thursday. He called the incidents a hybrid attack because the flights all occurred within roughly the same time frame. Authorities say it was not immediately clear who was behind the incidents, but there is no danger to the public. A similar incident at Copenhagen Airport grounded flights for hours on Monday night, prompting concerns that Russia could be behind it. Paris court has found former French President Nicolas Sarkozy guilty on one charge in his trial for the alleged illegal financing of his 2007 presidential campaign with money from the government of then-Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Sarkozy arrived at his trial accompanied by his wife, Carla Bruni Sarkozy, as they entered a courtroom filled with reporters and members of the public. The court found Sarkozy guilty of criminal association in a scheme from 2005 to 2007 to finance his campaign with funds from Libya in exchange for diplomatic favors. But it cleared him of three other charges, including passive corruption, illegal campaign financing, and concealment of the embezzlement of public funds. Sarkozy can appeal the guilty verdict, which would suspend any sentence pending the appeal. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at BetterHelp.com.